Hacking Live, where today we are going to show you how to start and scale your handyman business over the next 3 days with Handyman Hacking Live. So we are going to go right into it, and I'm going to share with you how I got into the handyman business just 10 short years ago. I get this phone call at my office. I used to work in a corporate job, believe it or not, and I was sitting at my desk, kind of like my desk I'm sitting at today, and the phone rings. I answered the phone, and it's my baby brother. And he says that grandma has fallen ill, and they don't think she's going to make it through tonight. She was 94 years old. And I said, okay, I'll be there tonight. Because I was 8 hours away. She was in Missouri. I was in Texas. And it takes about 8 hours to get there. So I walked right into my boss's office. And I said that I had to leave because my grandma had fallen ill. And they didn't think she was going to make it through the night. My boss said, I'm sorry, but I don't have anybody to cover for you. You can't leave. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? This is my grandmother. She's the woman who raised me. I need to go and I need to say goodbye. She goes, if you leave, you don't have a job. I had 3 babies at home and a mortgage to pay. So I stayed at work that day. A couple hours later, I get a phone call from my baby brother. And he says, you know what? I'm going to set you up on Skype so that you can see grandma. So that evening when I got home, I got on Skype and I had this wonderful hour-long conversation with my grandma. He was still lucid, but very, very sick. She went in and out of consciousness during the time. We laughed together. We cried together. I introduced her to my new puppy. The kids got to say goodbye. And at the end of that phone call, when we knew it was the last time we would ever speak to each other on this earth, I told her how much I loved her and how much she meant to me. And she said, Christy, you have an amazing family. Always put your family first. That was like a kick in the guts. Because I hadn't done that. I put my J-O-B, that just over broke, first. I hung up the phone. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, my grandma left this world and went to be with grandpa and all of her other relatives that have passed. So my one biggest regret, I didn't put my family first that day. I put my job first. So on the way to Missouri to her funeral, because I didn't make time for her when she was alive, but I made time for her when she passed. My husband and I talked about starting a little business. And that's what we did. And in April of 2013, we launched our first handyman business in the state of Texas. Now, over the next 3 days with Handyman Hacking Live, we're going to talk about what's the first steps to start your handyman business and put your family first and have freedom, flexibility, and big profits. 2, how much can you make as a handyman? Is this something where I'm going to make a couple $1,000s a year, or is it something bigger than that? 3, what kind of licensing do I need to start a handyman business? 4, what do I need to start a handyman business? And 5, how much experience do I really need? Now, we're going to answer all of these questions over the next 3 days. But before we start putting experiences under our belt, let's talk about 10 things, a step-by-step process to start your handyman business. And we're going to walk through these 10 steps in the next 3 days and then talk about the next steps after that. It's going to bring you freedom, flexibility, profits, and satisfaction in your business. So now the first thing you have to do is really choose the services that you're going to provide with your handyman service. Because a jack of all trades is really a master of none. So let's specialize your handyman business. The reason that we're doing this is to get it out of the red ocean where there's a feeding frenzy and there's hundreds of handyman going after their jacks of all trades and they're charging $20 and $10 an hour to do that stuff. We don't want to be there. So we're creating our own niche. So think about what your specialties are. Now, I want to start this with women can start handyman businesses too. But you have to know your skill sets and what specialties that you're really good at. Like, if you don't ever want to touch electricity, don't touch electricity. If you never want to touch plumbing, never touch plumbing. Lots of states you can't because of the restrictions. And we'll go over that too. But what's a good match for you? Are you good at laying flooring? Are you wonderful at repairing drywall? Are you great at this? What's your specialty? Another thing is you want to be very specific in what your handyman business is in the very beginning so you know how to market to the masses. Do you need to be able to do everything in a handyman business and be a jack of all trades? The short answer is absolutely not. No. In fact, you're going to get a larger amount of profit when you specialize in what you do. It's more profitable for a handyman business to specialize in what they're good at. For example, we don't do plumbing, we don't do electrical, we don't do HVAC work because it's not allowed in the state of Texas. There's limits to what you can provide and you need to know those limits. You don't want to get into more than what your business can handle. I've been there. It forced me into bankruptcy because we took on more than we could handle. So start small and grow from there. Now, there is handyman-like businesses like garage door companies. There's also HVAC. There's plumbing companies. There's electrical companies. There's refinishing companies. There's restoration companies. But you need to be very specific for your handyman business to be lucrative for you. You don't want this broad range of services that's going to muck up your business because that one customer that you muck up is going to take a lot of your time and your energy. So get started with services and specialties that you specifically know. Don't go after things that you're uneasy about, right? You want to get started in something you know how to do and grow from there and learn new skills. So the first thing you need to do is write a list of what you're good at and then look at the different kinds of handyman businesses that we're going to talk about that you can do without a contractor's license. Home repair, you need to decide. Number one, with your handyman business, do you want to do business to business or business to residential? Business to business is my handyman company only works for other companies. They might be a cable company that needs something done. They might need a ramp built on a retail store. That's business to business. And maybe you only do that. Or you could have business to consumer, business to residential. Which do you want to do? Residential or commercial, business to business or business to consumer? That's really your first kind of question you want to ask. Who do you want to deal with? Business to business, there's usually a 30, 60, or 90 day payout. A lot of them don't pay you immediately. So if you're looking for, you know, big money in 30, 60, 90 days, that might be something you're wanting to do. Whereas business to residential, it's immediate. So that might help you kind of decide what kind of handyman business you want to be in. So you want to be in home repairs or home improvement? Home repairs are fixing a faucet, changing out a ceiling fan, fixing holes in walls, repairing things that break at homes. Or do you want to be in a home improvement business where you build things for customers? So that's another kind of question you need to ask yourself. There's also painting services. This is very inexpensive to start. The customer usually purchases the paint, and then you come in with your sprayer or your roller or your paintbrushes that you already have. Fencing services. Are you good at fixing fence or building gates or repairing fences? Do you have all the tools you need in your tool bag to start this business? That could be low cost or no cost to you. Chimney repair services, chimney cleaning services, flooring services, installation repair, landscaping services. Tons of women get into the handyman business through landscaping services, tile repair, tile laying services, door repair, door installation services, boat cleaning services. Do you live in Minnesota, the land of 1,000 lakes? Is there any boat cleaning services around you? Great. For young adults, even teenagers, to start this handyman business. Window installation, sprinkler winterization, home moving and packing services, nothing to start, right? Especially if you're packing it or moving furniture. Furniture assembly, zero cost or no cost, low cost. Roofing repair, furniture assembly, TV wall mount installation, carpentry services, garage or attic organization, another great one for women. Hanging things on the wall correctly. Drywall repair, window cleaning, locksmith, packing services, outdoor living services, glass tinting services, home security services, blind cleaning. When you make a list of your specialties, then you'll make sense to who you need to get as your customer. You're going to end up getting more work. And remember, do I want residential or commercial? Do I want repair or building? What do you want with your handyman business? Now, a jack of all trades and a master of none. If you do everything, it's going to be hard to compete with the other handyman around. Whereas if you specialize, it's going to make a difference. Now, when you go to start your handyman business, think of this. If you always do what you've always done, you're always going to be what you've always been. If you want something different, you have to do something different. So if you're handyman, if you're in the handyman business right now and you're struggling, what do you need to do differently to take your business to the next level? What do you have to do differently in your life to start your handyman business? Some things to think about. Now I want to talk about licensing. Licensing is very, very important with the handyman business. I want to talk about 5 specific states because it is all across the board on these 5 states. Now, Texas is very wonderful towards handyman. Now, one of the best ways, though, to ruin your day is to go to a job, be on a job site, and an inspector shows up and they're asking for your licensure and you have none. That's going to ruin your day. When you realize the work that you're doing actually requires a contractor's license. Before you get too excited about the services that you're going to provide, you want to do some research on the laws in your city and your state for contracting when it comes to handyman services. In most cases, you don't need a specialty license, but let's delve into a couple of different states. But when you're going into this, make a mental note that most states don't allow you to do electrical, plumbing, HVAC, or anything that's a specific trade that requires licensure and schooling and also experience in that field. It sounds very limiting, but those are very specialized trades, and we don't want to do those and get ourselves in trouble or do a bad job for our customers. So you can have a very profitable business with any of those businesses that we've talked about without adding plumbing, electrical, or HVAC on top of it. There's plenty of business out there. You just need to know where to look at it. Another thing that could be a potential problem is chasing the paychecks, going from bigger job to bigger job and bigger job and never really finishing the jobs. So you want to make sure that you keep your handyman business in a size that you can actually handle. And smaller jobs is really what the handyman business model is. If you're building $100,000 and $200,000 houses, that's not a handyman, that's a contractor. So keep that in mind. Some of those services that I talked about earlier were really handyman services. When you get into remodeling a whole home for $30,000, that's not handyman services, that's a contractor. So keep that in mind. You'll get a pretty good idea of the laws when we talk about them and what you really need to look for. You want to make sure and go by those laws in your state, because if not, it can get you into trouble. So let's talk about Texas. That's where I am at, is in the state of Texas. And in Texas, you don't need a specific license for handyman services, but you do need specialty systems and trades do require a license. HVAC, plumbing, electrical, restoration, that sort of thing. In Texas, those specific systems, let them take care of it. You take care of some of the other little stuff. Now in Texas, no, you don't need a license to be a handyman, but different cities have different regulations. So some handyman stuff that you can do in Waco, Texas, you can't necessarily do in Houston, Texas. Like swapping out a ceiling fan or, doing something like that. Swapping out a ceiling fan or replacing a faucet. Lots of those you can't do with some of the city regulations. Now, the closer you get to the coast in Texas, the more regulations they are, because of probably hurricanes, I'm assuming. So Texas, there is local requirements that you need to have, but not necessarily state requirements. And a handyman can do a $10,000 job or a $50,000 job. There's really no regulations, but you do want to make sure that you're set up correctly with the state and with the city and the requirements that you're going to need. Now, I'm not going to go into the specific requirements in this challenge, but we do in handyman business fundamentals, which we'll talk more about tomorrow and the next day. Now, in California, it's much more restricted than it is in Texas. Texas, anybody can be a handyman, but in California, you don't need a license to be a handyman as long as you do jobs $500 and less. And that's including labor and materials. So when you go to do a job, there's ways around this in the state of California, but no, going into it in California, if you do anything over $500, that's a handyman job. That's the materials included. So have your customer get the materials. It's a day job. You want, they have to have a contractor's bond of $1,500. They need 4 years of job experience. They have to be insured. They have to pass and trade the business laws exam. And anything over $500 has to have a general contracting license. There's a $300 application fee and a $200 be required after you pass that exam. Now, in Maryland, you have to have a home improvement license to do any kind of handyman work and 2 years of experience and an exam to take. In Minnesota, handyman can't make over $15,000 a year. So if you're building pergolas and carports and decks, you're out of business in Minnesota in less than a month or two. New Mexico, you have to have a general contractor's license. In Wisconsin, you have to have a dwelling contractor's license. So make sure and check the rules in your specific state so you don't get in trouble. Now, I've done some research on handyman services, and they can be very, very lucrative. Now, these are the top 10 states monetarily to build your handyman business in. Handyman in these areas make a lot more money than the average handyman doing this part-time. In Alaska, they make $58,000 to $79,000. These are not income guarantees. These were taken off of the internet. And this is an example of what you can do as a handyman business. In Alaska, 58 to 79. North Dakota's good. Hawaii's good. Iowa's good. Virginia, 49 to 71. Massachusetts, Vermont, New Jersey, Minnesota, even Nevada, there's 45 to 63K you can make as a handyman business. But before you get into just doing this for the money, you need to be skilled in these areas when you're choosing your handyman service. Also remember residential or commercial. And also remember, do I want to do a home repair service or a home improvement business with my handyman business? It can't always just be about the money in the handyman business. And then the last thing that you want to do for today is you need to name your handyman business. Now, no, whatever you name it today might not be what the name of it is in 10 years. I've changed the main name of my handyman business about 5 different times. Just because it's went viral and I found out somebody else has had that name before I have and they can take my money after I build my business. And I didn't want to do that. So know that sometimes you name your handyman business occasional husband and a year later you have to name it something else. My first handyman business name was Rent My Husband when we lived in Missouri a long time ago, and we charged $25 an hour. Now it's 4 times that to get us because of our experience, but you want to name your husband something that's catchy that nobody else has named it. And you want to do a name search on the Facebook. You want to do a name search on Google. And you also want to do it with U.S. trademarks to make sure that you're not infringing on anybody else's name. So number one, residential or commercial. Are we doing home improvement or home repairs? And what kind of handyman business are we going to do? Are we going to do fencing? Are we going to do windows? What are we going to do in our handyman service? That's one of your decisions that you have to make today. Really 3 under that one. 2, what kind of licensing is required in your state? And are you doing residential or commercial services? So choose your handyman service, name it, find out your handyman laws in your state, and then what are you going to name it? These are some things that you need to go over today to get your business started. Now, tomorrow, we're going to go a little bit into the red ocean versus blue ocean. We're also going to go into pricing, how to determine your hourly rate, and YouTubeology, what kind of tools that you're going to need after watching what you're doing on YouTube. So those are what we're going to go over tomorrow. And then on the final day, we're going to go over marketing your handyman business, keeping it separate from personal and business, and then preparing yourself for unexpected work starting your handyman business. Thanks for joining me for day 1 of Handyman Hacking Live 10X. How to start your handyman business in 3 days. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you soon.